Hello, I am here with Tomáš Jamroz, Head of Technology and Operations of Roadrunner and one of the winners of this year's ProStinnO Award presented by Supply and Demand Chain Executive. First off, Tomáš, congratulations on this win for you.
Thank you so much. I'm very thankful for that award on behalf of Roadrunner.
So let's talk about you. Let's tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey and kind of how you got to this current stage in your career.
Of course, I might not have a typical background for logistics executive or a tracking executive. I come from high value consulting. I spent more than a decade with Accenture and CGI, where I had a pleasure to work globally with biggest Fortune 500 customers. And 2 years ago, I had an opportunity to completely change my career and join Roadrunner, enter tracking and logistics in the middle of COVID, which was challenging for the industry. And on the personal note, was challenging for me because it was a step back in world of technology. It was really like moving a bit to analog era, and kind of experiencing that that industry is a bit it's a bit behind where the other industries are and how they're utilizing what's opportunities exist in the tech world. So that was it was an interesting journey to join and kind of try to help Roadrunner and not look what's happening within industry, but try to benchmark it against where is the tech industry today.
So you kind of touched on it a little bit, but as you know, most supply chains, they've struggled over the past couple of years. Kind of walk us through what you and your team and even your company have been doing to kind of help heal the logistics space a bit.
Of course. I mean, the one thing in logistics that it's just absolutely amazing is the vast amount of information that is available. The access to data is unlimited. And you have data coming from IoT devices, such as like ELD. You have all the information coming from what's happening on the market, movements, shipments, even kind of looking at what is happening in the other kind of industries that that feed into like ocean shipments and so on, that they kind of have an impact on tracking in particular when we talk about Roadrunner. So what we've done was we focused on collecting that information and building ourselves a platform that we can start making smart decisions. And we realize how much information we actually have access to and how little we took advantage of. And we utilized the modern tech stack that you can kind of utilize the vast amount of data and start making very fast decisions. You can start making predictions. You can really derive the information and insights from the massive data lake that we built at Roadrunner. That was the most critical for us because it made us aware where we were good at and when we're not. And it was not necessarily aligned with what the executive of the organization at that time thought is the case. So the data showed us a bit of a different Roadrunner that we as a team believed where the strength and weaknesses were. And that was very kind of eye-opening for us. And we decided to kind of implement that very strong trust in, we have that internally, in data we trust, that we were able to make a decision that nobody really believed at first, but data was clearly telling us we should be doing it. Right now, 2 years later, it's a very different organization. Right now, nobody makes the decisions because we all look at and say, like, what does data tell us? But I can tell you that at the beginning was tough. It took a lot of change management for everybody to get on board and move the decision-making process from, whoa, but we've always done it like that. You know, oh, I worked for 30 years. I know how it should be, towards, well, this tells us we absolutely shouldn't be doing A, we should be doing B, and actually making that decision and letting the organization to pivot, to change. As a result of it, we managed to move Roadrunner from, you know, I would say we would be considered a low tier carrier to one that would be like a, I call it an upper middle class, but like we want to go into that top tier, absolutely best of the best, and everything that we do, it kind of helps us, brings us one step closer, because we remove all the noise and we focus on the facts. And I think that's something that I'm at this moment incredibly proud. That my team, which kind of composes line of operations, but also tech people, we kind of build it as one. How closely they work together. Everything kind of is managed from the analytics perspective, and what we call the band of engineers, which is a group of engineers who really analyze the vast amount of information and tells us what should be doing. And everybody kind of now works as a one team, which I'm incredibly proud, and it kind of shows us the results. So it's kind of fun.
So what advice do you have for the youth of today looking to get into the supply chain industry?
Learn coding. There is anybody today trying to get into the business. Logistics is so sophisticated. And anybody entering that industry should have a very strong math skills, because there is a massive opportunity for optimization, automation, all bunch of, you know, machine learning opportunities that exist here, from traditional one, which we call more artificial intelligence and machine learning, but also there is another one which is called operational research, which is fundamentally everything in logistics falls under operational research, which is fairly sophisticated algorithmic way of optimizing the network operations and everything that falls around it. And I can tell you that our team, right now, the resources that we bring to the team and we focus on are the engineers and people who have a very good understanding of programming, because it's you have to reprogram almost everything in logistics.
So then what would you tell your younger self?
That's a good question. I don't know. There would be many things I would tell myself, not what I shouldn't be doing. But on one side, I really fell in love with logistics and trucking. So on one side, I would tell myself, oh, you should go and enter that industry earlier in my career. However, it's only because I've seen other industries that been much more advanced, such as like fintech, telecom, as well as some airlines and other organizations. And what I've learned there, and technology and processes I've been exposed there, kind of helped me help Roadrunner transform. So it's kind of, it's a hard question to answer, because on one side, yes, it's an amazing industry that that is so fascinating, and COVID proved how critical it is. And I think it's kind of created a bit of a more attraction. I think something that did not exist prior, and people were excited about the other industries more than logistics. But it's really kind of reliving the hype through what happened after COVID, because a lot of people I kind of talk to, and you know, we interview and we bring people, they're really, really excited to join the world of logistics. And without a doubt, it's the impact of COVID-19 and people realizing the importance of that supply chain, and how critical it is for economy, for everything else. But it's really hard to, I think it would be hard to come to the industry if I grew up within the industry and bring the amount of innovation that we currently do at Roadrunner, because I don't think I would see it within. There's some great companies here that are really kind of making and changing, but overall as an industry is not, I would not consider us where we should be. I have no doubt we will get there, because every industry went through that kind of a path of innovation. And I think that's what's happening in logistics through private equity interest, through venture capital market, and how much they invest in the startups that operate within the field of supply chain. But we still have a path to go.
So we're going to do a little lightning round to kind of get to know you a little bit better. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Breakfast or dinner?
I don't eat breakfast. I love dinners.
Perfect. Shopping in person or online?
Online.
So that makes sense for the position you're in.
True.
That works out. So then from where you sit, what do you feel are the top three predictions or trends for the supply chain space in 2023?
In 2023, I think there is going to be an attempt to standardize processes. There is this great kind of initiative led by, which might be very specific to LTL tracking, but it's just an example, led by the LTL Council that is kind of focused on how we make one standard for BOL, which is a big, big thing. It's kind of surprising. It's not yet considered a standard. It exists under so many different forms. So I do believe that standardization, it's going to be something that will have a massive, massive impact, because you cannot really advance if you don't have a standardized process. So that's going to be something that's very critical. The second thing is, and I don't know if it's just going to be in 2023, but there is going to be, we're going to start feeling the effect of electrification on the, in tracking on the short haul, like local pickup and delivery. And there's no doubt that California is going to be driving it. And it's either going to work or it's going to fail. And I can't really tell where it's going to go, because, There is an element of, do we have enough energy in the grid to actually support electric trucking? And doing it on the, and you know, experiencing, you know, in California, you know, they already sometimes have challenges with a grid. adding that additional stress to the network, it's going to be interesting. But nevertheless, there's going to be something that will significantly help us understand, is that really a feasibility of electrification in trucking taking place, and it will need to start on the local pickup and delivery, because we're not ready for over the road for millions of reasons. And I think the third thing is both shippers and carriers learn something through COVID, which we always knew, that this industry is up and down. But what COVID did, it really created this stress on the system, because the highs were highs like never before, and lows could be lows like never below before. And what will happen is that everybody will look more into technology and automation, because what we have experienced as an industry, that stress that suddenly was put on us, we were not able to fulfill, because we were very dependent on the workforce. And there are some that you always will need, like drivers. However, a lot of organizations had challenges even in the back office to staff up its back office to deal with this additional number of billing, claims, and everything else. And I see that as everybody's thinking about it, how we can manage better and how could be more reactive and more agile, there's going to be a massive attempt on automation and bringing more and more technology solutions to problems that we never, ever before considered as a technology problem.
So you're named a pros to no winner. What is next for you? What's on the horizon or in the works? What can we expect?
Well, I do hope that we're going to see that Roadrunner is absolutely the best LTL carrier in US. That is just, so this is what is on the horizon. So dear competitors, please be aware. We're throwing it out there. But for me, it's really, I have an absolute passion of bringing technology and making technology very customer-centric, very user-centric, in order to solve the problems that users really face. So I really, for me, is I think I'm going to have a lot of work in that industry. I enter the industry that has that catch-up to do. So for me, I anticipate I'm going to be pretty busy trying to identify all the opportunities that where technology can solve the problems that we have today. And applying all that emerging technology that exists today to fixing problems. Like, you know, there is a lot of imaging. There is a lot of manual entry. There is not as much automation as I would like to see. There is a massive opportunity of building more predictive algorithmic networks that I anticipate things much better. And I make decisions that I anticipate what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, maybe even in the month, and start planning for it versus being very reactive that, oh, that happens and now I need to do something. So for me, it's like a lot of tech play time. When I think about it, and also learning more of the industry. I mean, it's a fascinating business.
I love that. Tomasz Jamraz, Head of Technology and Operations of Roadrunner, and one of the winners of this year's Pros to Know Award, presented by Supply and Demand Chain Executive. To learn more about Tomasz, just go to sdcexec.com.